skag, white horse, Mexican mud. Guys, I can't write about being addicted to heroin. I've never done it. Damn it, Dirk, of all the drugs to get me addicted to, you have to think the only one I've never tried.
You're a fiction writer, Scott. I thought that was your thing. Dissociation of sensibility, out-of-body experiences, in other shoes, as it were.
But aren't I supposed to write about, like, what I know?
You're a writer. You don't do much at all. Your life is boring. Write about drugs.
But why heroin?
Need I remind you of the publicity?
What the fuck's heroin got to do with
it? It's in now. Have you not heard the term heroin chic?
Isn't that some kind of feminist reappropriation of patriarchal fairy tales?
Look, if you're so concerned about verisimilitude, get yourself a few grams and a needle. I got some right here, matter of fact. You should do it. Volman did it.
Fucking Volman.
I don't know, Dirk. I don't know.
Listen to me. Volman, you're feeling very tired. Very.
There he was riding his bicycle. I only went home to say hi to my mother and father and my brother, and there's Will Bill Volman riding his bicycle out of his garage, which is next door to the Haley's. You know, the Haley's in high school, me and my friends would drive by their house and yell out, Maureen! She was a daughter there. We'd yell out, she was an anorexic looking girl, and I don't know why, we didn't dig her. We'd yell out her name out of John's BMW 2002 and laugh like it meant something, like it was funny. And then we go driving down the street, crashing into leaf piles, hooting. And this was years before I met Scott and William. These were the teenage years. Everybody talks about when I was just discovering drink in my hometown, and Scott and his, and William and his, and Dirk and his were doing the same. Call it guru prep.